WCHL News Time is 4:32. Bruce Rosenblum here with you on this glorious, glorious Wednesday afternoon. It really is a nice day. I'm California dreaming. It's currently 82 degrees. The sun is shining, and you got a high near 84 today. What more could you ask for? Well, right now, I'm joined here in the studio with two special guests. We have Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library and Amanda Fletcher from the town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation. Amanda, Susan, how are you today?
Good. Doing great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. I know you're used to seeing Aaron Keck here. But you got me today.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was my computer starting up.
I was wondering what that was. I was like,
we usually start our show off with something going wrong, so that was perfect.
No. It's fine. It's adds to the flavor. Adds to the flavor. So today, we got a lot of things going on in the public library, and I've been told that the circulator is the hot topic right now.
It is. It is indeed time for the circulator. So this is a project we've been working on, gosh, for about a year and a half. It started with writing a big federal grant, which we got, and it is ending and or beginning. I guess the project ends this week, but the service launches this week with the circulator. So it's not a traditional bookmobile. It's more like a food truck. So people don't get on it, but we can bring anything from programs to collections to just sort of a place making kind of a thing pretty much anywhere. And I was in Chicago for the last 5 days, and it came when I was gone, which killed me because I really wanted to be the first one to drive it back from the upfitters. But you will see it at the library in the parking lots right now, and it's pretty cool.
That does sound really cool. So you've got the food and then the books as well.
Well, we're not actually going to have food on it, but it looks like a food truck.
So it looks like a food truck.
Okay. We can, it's got, you know, like an awning on the side.
Right.
We can roll out a carpet. We can roll out furniture and shelving. And we can basically bring the Chapel Hill Public Library out into the community just about anywhere.
A mobile library. That's great
yes,
stuff.
Yes, very cool.
Wow.
So we actually gave council a sneak peek of it on Monday, just before the council meeting. We're going to do a couple couple of events tomorrow. Actually, we'll be with Amanda and crew at the Movies Under the Stars, and then Saturday we hope everybody comes out right here in the parking lot at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market for the ribbon cutting and official launch party.
That was my next question. I was told there's a ribbon cutting, and it's going to be right here at University Place, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, the actual ribbon will be cut, I believe, at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, but we'll be here setting up at about 8:30 or 9 and stay for the whole farmer's market day on Saturday.
Oh, man, that's right after my morning show on Saturday, so I will be stopping by. Most certainly, I'll peek my head out the door and see y'all out there.
Yeah. Well,
great. So that can be your first taste of the bookmobile out there if you want to go and see that. It's going to be a great event. Now, speaking of events, Amanda, we have something big planned for the 4th of July. Is that correct?
Yes, next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's coming up.
Yeah, so we'll be at Keenan Memorial Stadium next Tuesday for our annual fireworks celebration.
Oh, it's going to be a great celebration. You know, we're on board with it. You're on board with it. And just walk us through a little bit about what's going to happen during that event.
Okay, gates open at 7, and it's free and open to the public. And we've got a stage show with the band Radio Jacks playing. And on the concourse, as you enter the gates, you're going to see face paintings, stilt walkers, photo booths, spin art, all sorts of fun activities. And I should mention that DSI will be doing the watermelon contest. That's always a favorite.
Ooh, that's a watermelon eating contest,
yes.
Correct? Oh, man. So prizes for whoever eats the most watermelon?
Absolutely.
Boy, that's,
UNC tickets.
That is a quintessential summer activity right there,
eating
that watermelon.
I always think about signing up.
You should do it.
We would love to cover that. We would love to cover that.
Watermelon is the next move.
I think so.
That'd be great. I mean, and Ron Stutz is going to be there as well. He will be hosting the ceremony. There's going to be a video from us as well. We've got
a little bit
of a video to show you before the fireworks kick off. It's going to be a magical time. You know, nothing like 4th of July. Nothing like seeing those fireworks out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Travel and Leisure magazine ranked us as one of the top 10 towns in America to see it. So,
oh man,
you got to come to Keenan to see it.
That's high praise right there.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I have friends who have been trying to get down here for a couple of years for it, and they came last year, and I was always like, it's one of the most amazing fireworks in the country. They were like, in Chapel Hill? No way. They came last year. Their minds were blown.
Yeah.
You guys do an amazing job of it, and they were simply blown away. I think they're coming back this year, so we love it, too.
So if anybody needs more of a reason to go to that event, there it is right there. We've got the watermelon eating contest. You've got the face painters, Radio Jacks out there. It's all going to happen at Keenan Stadium on July 4th at 7 p.m. Is that right, 7 p.m.?
That is right.
Okay, fantastic. So what else is going to be going on at the library this summer?
Sure. So summer is our busiest time. We have lots and lots of things happening. Right now, we're only, less than a month into our Summer Blast season, which is our programming, the circulator this year, but also our Summer Reading Challenge. And in that, we ask readers of all ages to, we challenge them to read 20 hours over the summer. Research shows that especially kids who read during the summer start the next school year off at a much better place academically. So I asked my crew to give me some stats before I left. We've already had over 3,100 people sign up, which is amazing. That's almost as many as we had participate last year. We've already had a bunch of people finish. We've already had some people, we've already reached the 10,000 hours read mark. So last year, the town read just over 30,000 hours. We're way, way ahead of that this year. So I think we're officially out of sunglasses. We had almost 2,000 pairs of sunglasses for the first people that signed up. But you come in, you sign up, you get a reading log. When you read 10 hours, then you get coupons from businesses all over town. And then when you hit 20 hours, you get a cute string bag and a free book from our friends group. And our friends group sponsors this whole thing. And if you come now, you can also write your name on a card when you sign up. And if you look at the front window, it's filled with the names of people that have signed up. It's super fun and super busy. And if you haven't signed up, you ought to.
That's wonderful. And it's great to give the kids incentives to read more. You know, it's true that the kids, they don't want to read during the summer sometimes. So you got to give them a little bit of incentive to get out there and expand their minds with the books this summer. Most definitely.
Oh, and actually, sorry, as usually happens on this show, my marketing dude, Daniel, just texted me. We still do have red, black, and green sunglasses. We were just out of the blue ones. Those were the most popular. So don't let the lack of sunglasses prevent you.
We have sunglasses at July 4th.
Awesome. So, do you have blue ones?
American flag.
Oh, really?
That's what you mean right there.
We're giving them out.
I got to get some of those. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be the hot item right there, American flag sunglasses. What better way to say you love America than to support those sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. So speaking of that event, is there anything people need to know before they go? Like, it's going to be busy. Do you have any tips on parking or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. All of parking information and gate information can be found at townofchapelhill.org/July4. And we do encourage donations, $1 per person and $5 per family at the entrance gates. And no outside food or drink. But inside we'll have plenty for purchase.
Okay, so this is not BYOB.
It is not.
Okay, so keep that in mind if you're planning to go.
We're in UNC's house.
There you go.
Following the rules.
Keep it on the level, you know, maybe pregame
keeping
beforehand.
Keeping everybody safe.
Yeah, and make sure to conduct yourself with some decorum out there. It's 4th of July, you know, have fun, but do it responsibly.
It's a family-friendly event.
That's right.
There you go, you know. Got to keep it family friendly, no doubt. So is there anything else that you would like to talk about today, Susan or Amanda?
I mean, I got lots of things. We are two busy departments of the town of Chapel Hill. So one thing that I want to talk about, and we actually partner on this with some of the folks from Parks and Rec, our call for artists for our 5th annual Banned Books Trading Card Project has gone out. This is a project that every year we ask artists to create works of art that are somehow based on a book or author that has been banned or censored or challenged. We get some amazing entries. We put all of them on exhibit. We usually get about 100, and then we choose 7 of them to be printed as trading cards, and we give them out in the fall during Banned Books Week. It's a super popular project. This is our 5th year, and the call for artists is out. If folks want information, they can just go to our webpage, which is chapelhillpubliclibrary.org. and find out more.
It's an interesting way to broach the topic of banned books. It really is.
It's a really fun project.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll have that on our website, I'm sure, as well. And Amanda, what about Parks and Rec?
Oh, well, tomorrow we've got our movie series, another edition of our movie series. We're showing Karate Kid. We're doing sports themes all summer. And the bookmobile will be there. So, Circulator.
That's right.
Circulator
will be there. So, that movie starts at sundown. We encourage people to get there early. Free popcorn. We've got activities and games for the kids. And, again, Circulator will be there. So, it'll be a really good time.
And that's going to be at the Wallace Parking Deck on Rosemary, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Karate Kid, that's a classic summer film. So, I'm glad that y'all
it
picked
is.
That. for the event there. Yeah. So the bookmobile is going to be there Thursday, June 29th at the Wallace Parking Deck. You can take the family there and see Karate Kid and pick up a book for your kids out there. What more could you ask for, right?
No.
It's going to be a great night.
Yes, indeed. My only
question are for both of these events, it's key for me to understand, is if there will be kettle corn. That's what I need.
I don't know if they sell kettle corn, but there will definitely be regular popcorn.
Okay. Regular
popcorn
here
at our movie series is free. So,
well, that could almost...
Karate Kid wasn't enough. Free popcorn.
Right, free popcorn will do it.
What an incentive. Books,
and
popcorn.
And glow sticks.
The glow sticks.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have covered all the bases here.
Yeah.
Fantastic event. So we cannot rep that enough there, Thursday, July 29th. And then July 4th at Keenan Stadium. Make sure you're going out and see those two events. Susan, Amanda, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The time is 4:42. This is WCHL. Got a traffic report coming up for you here in a second. But first, a word from our sponsors.